five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Fools. This is Ken, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Junior. You can call me the Straight Hops.
Or an asshole, whatever you feel like calling him.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. This is episode, I don't know, it feels like 17 at this point.
We should call it two.
Three, I think, but we've had so many recorded that just aren't working.
Not working, disappeared. We're not really good at this.
No, the whole editing thing and
it's not
technology aspect of things make this way harder than it. I feel like it should be. We tried a different venue last week of
Zcaster, right?
Yeah, Zencaster or whatever, which seemed great. Like, it seemed like everything went great, and it had its own post-production, all this other nonsense. Paid the extra couple bucks to make sure it happened. And when I listened to it, it just merges together, and we were just jumping over each other the whole time. It just sounded awful, so we weren't able to publish it. And it was actually a pretty good recording, I felt like.
And we probably could have published it, but they were like, yeah, fuck you guys, we're not listening to it anymore.
Right. I mean, like, we're already suck. We don't need to suck worse.
So. We do suck.
Yeah. But anyway.
We know our worth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to go from the ground up. Start low, go high. So, tonight I am drinking my go-to drink, Mr. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola, and it's delicious. It's my first one of the night.
First one my ass.
What are you on? Are you drinking?
I'm doing the Yards IPA tonight.
Yards IPA. How is it?
It's actually pretty good.
J-Wax approved, or?
It is. It actually just hits it 7%.
Okay. He'd be proud of you.
But I started the night on a Sierra Nevada Torpedo IPA, which is a little higher than J-Wax approved.
And where are you at on your quantity intake?
Two of those and then four of these, so I'm at six.
Yeah, man, it's a late night. We decided to start this late. I'm actually impressed we're actually doing it.
Me too. It was a last minute thing. I was like, yeah, you want to do it?
Damn, so you're on your number six, and I'm on my first drink.
First drink my ass. Okay.
This could get rowdy here.
But I am on my sixth J-Wags approved beer tonight.
Huh. Interesting. So, are there others that aren't approved? Is that what you're insinuating?
Tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Just six total beers that are J-Wags approved.
Yeah, that's like fucking 15 beers.
I didn't know if you had like a Miller Lite before that or
I did not.
Yingling or anything like that.
No, the only thing in my beer fridge are...
I think my Jack Daniels is J-Wags approved.
Does that relate, though? I don't think we can do J-Wags approved with alcohol because all alcohol is J-Wags approved.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, we'll go there.
I might have to have two tonight. I don't know. We'll see.
Two plus three plus four plus seven. So you're on five, right?
I think this is my first. I think that's where I'm at.
Okay.
All right, so where are we going with this tonight? We kind of did an impromptu one tonight. No real prepping.
Well, prepping's for suckers. So I did ask AOC if she wanted to call in, and she didn't respond.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she don't want that smoke.
Nah. Her handlers are like, no.
Are they afraid of you, or?
No, they don't even know who we are. They don't give a fuck.
She doesn't even acknowledge us.
No.
I thought she was all for the little people.
You would think, but if she's not on script, she's not allowed to talk.
She's really creepy.
Yeah, it's weird, though. Like, sometimes you're like, yeah, I'd do her, and sometimes you're like, no, I wouldn't.
I never really thought I would do her. Like, her face stretches. It's really kind of weird.
Well, that's good for the mouth part, right?
Well, I mean, like, her eyes feel like they're ready to pop out of her head sometimes. Like, when she gets all, like, that crazy eye look, it's really kind of creepy. But she really, I mean, I got to give it to her. She wanted to give money to people that refused to work. So I can sympathize with her. You know? I mean, why would you want to work? You should be able to get money.
Yeah, I feel like that's called welfare, right?
I mean, it already exists. Yeah, many people do it that shouldn't be on it.
All right, let's not go the political route. We're just having fun talking shit on AOC for a minute. let's just get off that topic.
Anyway. So, big news tonight. Wentz signs a contract extension. I believe it's due 2024, making him the highest guaranteed money of any player in NFL history.
Insane, dude. Insane. You know I'm an Eagles fan.
I know you're an Eagles quarterback hater.
It depends on the quarterback.
I mean, in the past 20 years, I can't think of one that you've liked.
I told you, Bubby Brister.
Pretty sure that's past 20 years.
Yeah, is it?
It's 2019.
Mid-90s?
It's 2019.
Oh, fuck. Are we that far along?
Dude, you're old.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I am. Anyway.
So, you're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Look, you are.
You talk shit about me hating McNabb. McNabb was awful.
Yeah. And McNabb also, before we won a Super Bowl, McNabb gave us the best Eagles era that we could possibly ever wish for besides winning a Super Bowl.
So pretty much nothing.
He gave us fun years.
Did he or did Andy Reid?
I mean, he was his puppet.
I feel like whatever quarterback was in there, Andy Reid would have had the same results.
I don't agree with that.
Because, like, ankle balls are a thing for a reason.
Yeah, but you also have to remember who he was throwing to. Todd Pinkston, Freddie Mitchell, James Thrash.
Did they make it to the NFL?
Come on.
Did they make it to the NFL?
Let's be real.
Did they make it to the NFL?
Let's be real.
And they were qualified to be receivers.
Let's be real here.
I'm being real with you.
When they actually got one quality wide receiver, what happened?
What was his name?
I don't know. I don't even remember his name.
It was like T something, right?
Yeah, I don't know. but what happened when they actually got one decent wide receiver?
He got to the
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They finally broke the curse.
And what happened? He hated McNabb too.
Well, yeah, he hated McNabb. Yeah, I don't so much think he hated McNabb. Listen, I don't give a fuck about McNabb as a person.
Listen, they're not cuddling in the gym and shit. Like,
I don't care about McNabb as a person, but that motherfucker balled. He played. He choked in the big games. He choked. He
threw up.
There's not even a question about that.
He threw up like a bitch.
Yeah. The Super Bowl, it's not redeemable. They should have won that game. But, and the Patriots might or might not have cheated. I don't see the Patriots as cheaters. I don't think they're cheaters. I think they're a completely legit franchise. No worries at all. You know? But we should have won that game. McNabb definitely let us down in that game. But I'm just saying, one legit wide receiver, if they would have done that 3 years before.
I do recall T.O.
knows what we could have done.
I recall T.O.
our defense.
Super Bowl, and he had one leg.
Yeah, literally one leg. And
he was playing on one
leg. 100 and some receiving yards and balled.
And McNabb was out. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
The final drive and throws an interception for us to lose. I don't hate McNabb though. Like you're upset about his performance, and I get that. But he's the at this point in time the best Eagles quarterback in franchise history.
Well, that totally correlates to the head coach. If there were any other head coach, he wouldn't have been the starter for that many years.
I don't agree at all. I mean, the man threw for insane amount of yards.
35,000. That's weak sauce, dude.
He's thrown for more than 35,000 yards.
Might have been 37,000. I don't know.
I'm about to Google it right now.
Google it, because it might have been 37,000.
I'm pretty sure it was like 40-something.
Well, while you're bringing it up, do his career completion percentage, because it's fucking shit.
Ah, dude, who cares about completion percentage?
Well, if you're not connecting.
Well, that's because he had fucking hot dog vendors as wide receivers.
Yeah, Drew Brees would have done okay with that. The dude can hit anybody. Yeah, pull it up.
Hold on. My internet's running slow. Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. Oh, did you look up garbage? Because he would come up. Are you going to ignore that? That's okay.
Hold on. I can't do two things at once.
Oh, we're well aware.
I'm not good at two things at once. Give me one second here.
Yeah, I know. We'll ask your wife about that one.
She hates me. All right, so what did you say his career was, yardage?
I'll say 37,000.
Yeah, 37,276. Completion percentage. Right. Completion percentage.
55%.
59.
That was close. That's garbage shit, dude. This
TD versus interception.
Ah, Christ. I'll go 120 to, like, 193.
Wait, 120 what?
Touchdowns.
To 193 interceptions?
Yeah, he's
career?
Fucking, he's awful.
Dude, he's got a great TD versus interception ratio. 234 to 117.
That's awful.
What do you think his average yards is?
4.3.
6.9.
No.
What do you think his career record is?
10 years. I'm doing quick math in my head. I'm not good at math, so I'm going to go 43 and 93.
That doesn't actually show that. Why does it not show that?
I don't know, but I win.
You went a ridiculous way.
43
and 93. I didn't even listen to that. That's crazy. I thought he had like 40-some thousand.
Nah. 37,000 is weak, dude.
I mean, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer by any means.
He thinks he is.
I still think... Well, yeah, because he's Donovan McNabb. But I still feel like he is the best quarterback in Eagles history at this point.
I'll take Randall over him.
No, you're fucking nuts. Randall?
Yeah.
I'll take Randall as a Viking over him.
Nah. I don't know, dude. I'm telling you. There's something about McNabb. I've never been able to stand him.
Well, no, you've never liked him. Like, never. Even when they were winning, you never liked them.
I told you. Like, he needed to play better. And you're like, no, they're winning. And I'm like, no, he needs to play better.
Well, no, you're just a hater of Eagles quarterbacks. Like, what don't you like about Carson Wentz?
Hold on,
if they didn't rush, like, last year is a push because they rushed him back when he shouldn't have came back. So last year isn't on Carson.
Well, actually, me and Pink talked about this tonight. They didn't rush Carson back.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
100% they did.
No, he didn't tell them how hurt he was.
Nope. He didn't have any of those other injuries. Those injuries came along the season when they brought him back before they should have, and their offensive line was hurt, and he was getting hit because he wasn't as mobile as he should have been because he was brought back before he should have been playing. He might have been cleared to play, but they shouldn't have. Like, for me, I feel like they should have let him sit the whole year. We just won the Super Bowl. That's your franchise quarterback. The guy was 11-2 the season before, was the clear MVP of the league before he blew his knee out in that fluke fucking hit where six Seahawks smashed him on every angle of his body.
Well, don't get me wrong, dude. Like, I love Carson.
He was the clear MVP.
Like, I love his heart.
There was no reason to bring him back last year at all. Like, they shouldn't have brought him back. You just won the fucking Super Bowl. Let Nick play the season out, heal your guy so you know you got him for the next 15 years. Instead, they brought him back before they should have. Their offensive line was depleted at the beginning of the season. He's not mobile like he should be because he's wearing big-ass braces. He's not 100% at that point. And then he was getting hit like crazy. Like, we never saw Carson get hit like he did last year. And then, of course, other injuries incurred because of that. He tried to tough it out because he's just a tough dude and then got hurt more.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, I love Carson. I love his grit. I love his desire. Love his heart.
It's just like Chase Utley. Chase Utley is one of those same kind of guys. He just toughs out the injuries and just plays.
Different sports. Baseball is a pussy sport.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's the same kind of analogy you can do between sports. Like, Chase is just a tough, like, old school player. That's Carson. Carson is that guy. But it's on the Eagles to be bringing him in. Because Carson's going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll play because he was cleared by the doctors. But he wasn't 100%, you know, like. He wasn't – I don't care what anyone says. You're not 100% 9 months after that surgery. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, in full contact professional football, you're not 100%. They should have just sat him. Like, what was the point in bringing him back to try to – like, you just won a Super Bowl. There was no point in rushing him back.
Yeah, but in my head, with Carson, like, the Eagles should just wait. They should have waited till this year. Maybe halfway through the season.
I don't think you have to. I think he showed his first 2 years he's the guy. And this year they stacked him up.
If he doesn't get hurt.
Listen, they stacked him this year. So if this year he gets hurt again, I get it. I understand. But like they've literally set up their team around Carson. For weapon. Yeah,
but you're playing the lottery at this point. Like, you have all that guaranteed money.
You're not playing the lottery. Like, if his knee's 100%, there's no other issues. The back issue?
Yeah. But it's like playing the lottery, dude.
Playing the lottery with any player. Like,
well, that's true.
Tom Brady went out and got hit randomly and blew his knee out, was gone for a year. You know what the Patriots did? They sat him until he was ready to play.
How about you never bring that motherfucker up again?
I'm just saying, like, that happens to anybody. Anyone can get hit and blow their knee out. RG3 rushed him back. Look what happened to his career. What other football players got hurt and never came back the same because they rushed them back? Like, you can go on and on with players.
I'm going to let you ramble on about your love affair with Tom Brady. I'm going to grab a beer.
I don't give a fuck about Tom Brady. I just threw him out there. Like,
I get it.
If you did it the right way and let him come back when he was healthy,
you want to have Tom Brady.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I get it.
Nah. Listen, I was happy he beat the Rams because the Rams didn't deserve to be there.
Because Goff's fucking garbage.
Well, they shouldn't even been there. Like, it was a blatant pass interference call that let them keep the lead.
Yeah, with the Saints.
Yeah, like, so, like, after that happened, I was 100% okay with the Patriots winning that. Because the Rams didn't deserve to be there. Breeze should have had his chance. I'm a big Breeze guy. So, you know that. You are, too. So, like, I would have much rather watched Breeze against Brady.
That would have been fucking epic.
All right, go get your beer.
All right, ramble on for a minute.
I'm going to ramble on a little bit about how you hate the Eagles. Yeah, this fucking douchebag pretty much doesn't like success. He's a negative person in life. Anytime his team does well, he finds a way to bring them down. The outside of the Philly area would call that a typical Philly fan. I just call it Junior. He's been that way since I've known him. I don't understand why, but that's just what he does. Donovan McNabb is not the best quarterback ever, but he's, at this point in time, the best quarterback statistically in Eagles history.
Oh, my God. Shut up, McNabb.
Nick Foles would be your best quarterback in Eagles history at this point because he won them a Super Bowl. But statistically, it'd be McNabb. But anyway, now that Junior's back, we can continue.
So how was Halloween?
Oh, yeah, the new Halloween. So, I don't know. I heard it was coming out months and months and months ago. Why is this up here? Hold on one second.
I don't know.
Sorry. I heard like a while ago they were making a new Halloween, and they were basically making it a legit sequel to the very first Halloween. So you basically have to just erase all the other Halloweens they've ever made out of your mind, and this is the sequel to the very first Halloween. And then I forgot about it, but I was just on demand earlier today and I saw it and I was like, oh shit, let me put it on, because that's my favorite horror series as far as, you know, the old school scary movie series go. Michael Myers has always been my favorite, and it's fucking awesome. I mean, I'm only about close to, I'd say about, I'm about an hour into it, but I feel like they've killed it. Like,
well, you had to put the wife to bed. She couldn't handle it, huh?
She was so scared. She made me turn it off. She was like, I got to watch other TV before I go to bed. I can't do this. I was like, well, it's not like scary like that. Like, I've never thought any of the Halloweens were scary like that. I just thought that they were just great, like awesomely made. Like, I just liked the way they were made, and they made this one kind of old school, like the way they think, you know, the story evolves and goes, and the way it's produced, and some of the shots are just amazing. Like the way they have the camera going, and then like you see Michael Myers randomly popping up in like a top right of the corner, like in the video, and like it's pretty good. It's pretty good so far.
You have to say spoilers when you're doing crazy stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna spoiler anything because it's on demand. So at this point, it's out of theaters.
Oh, it's over a year. It doesn't matter.
Motherfuckers, should have watched it at this point. I'm not even finished it, but I'm very happy with it. I like that they kind of went back to the roots, and Jamie Lee Curtis looks awful.
Does she? Like,
she looks old in this.
Well, she is fucking old, dude.
She's 60. I thought she was older than that.
Nah, she's got to be older than 60.
Dude, she's like 10 years older than you. She's not that old.
Shut the fuck up. I thought she was 60 in True Lies.
I know. She's 60. I was like...
And True Lies, that, what, 93?
Dude, that's old. Hey, Siri. What year did True Lies come out? That's my Australian theory. 94.
Okay. I was a year off on that, huh?
Yeah, so she was 45 in that.
Huh. She looked good. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, she looks, like, old in this. And it's obviously intentional. But Colleen was like, oh, she looks old. I was like, dude, she's probably, like, 5 years old in this. Like, she's got to be around 65. Like, because the first one was in the 70s and she was a kid.
79 it came out, right?
I don't know. 70, it's 78, 79. It's got to be around there.
Okay. I haven't seen the original in fucking probably once in 20 fucking years ago, maybe.
I mean, I've watched the original a ton of times, but I haven't watched it anytime lately. But it, like, this whole, like, even like the opening credits, like the way that they made it seem old school. Like,
yeah.
It just seemed like they like went back to the roots of like the series as a whole, like Dan Carpenter Dan Carpenter. I don't know where that came from, but
Dan Carpenter, that's a person.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does, but I know he's famous for something.
Yeah. I meant John, but he's obviously like an executive producer in this, but
it's
pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to say it's like the best thing ever, but I was, so far, I'm very happy with it. Like, the show is full.
Well, you were telling me all that, and I was like, I had a flashback to when we first started watching Supernatural.
Uh-huh.
And those bitches were like, no, turn it off. We can't watch this.
Yeah.
Like, what do we... You're fucking scared? Are you serious? It's a fucking TV show.
But we're not like normal people.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. When you grow up in a haunted house, shows don't scare you.
Nah, Little Boy in Red is no joke.
Yeah, like it just, like a TV show, even like outside, like in the dark. I'm not going to get scared.
Yeah.
You know, like someone might be like pop up and be like, oh, I'd be like, oh shit, you know, like make me jump, but I'm not like scared. Like I can be out in the middle of the woods and not be scared because I grew up in the woods and I've been out there in the middle of the night and not been scared. Just the way it is, you know, like, I don't know. I guess like, that's the type of upbringing we had.
No, people don't
know. Shows are definitely not going to scare me.
Nah, definitely not.
Yeah.
So if like, I went to bed last night, and I guess we'll call her Pink. She had murder porn on. Yeah. I was like, no, not doing this.
Murder porn?
Yeah, like this, the Discovery ID shit.
Oh yeah, she was real big into that shit too. But I'm cheap and I didn't pay for the pass, so we don't have that anymore.
So I get up in the bed. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this tonight. So I was like, oh shit! Like I went on Netflix and there's new seasons of The Flash. I was like, all right, you know what? It used to be my favorite show for like 3 years.
It was great the first couple seasons.
I was like, eh, let me put this on. It was like season 4, episode like 10. I was like, eh, it's all right. I watched 2 episodes and I passed out. I was like, all right, I guess I wasn't that into it.
So that was it. So Flash is just done for you?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
I might watch it again eventually, but overall, it used to be every week I was like, yeah, had it on DVR.
Well, I was excited about it for a while, and then when we moved, and when they moved, like, now it's pretty cool. Like, when I moved from my last place to here, like, they transfer all your recordings and shit onto your new DVR for Comcast, which I thought was pretty neat. But before that, I just forgot to set it back up to record, and I just forgot about it, because I don't watch, like, regular TV. Like
nobody does
ever. Like I pay a ridiculous amount of money for television, and
you all do, brother.
We don't watch regular TV like very much. Like Game of Thrones was the last time I watched like a show weekly on.
That was a
TV
there's a
live.
There's actually a big thing about that. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, I believe we brought it up on one of our podcasts. I don't remember which one, okay. But it was like a ridiculous thing. Like it'll never happen again.
Yeah, I believe
like, ever. But we
touch on that.
Talking about Game of Thrones, I decided to start re-listening to the books again on audio, like in my car when I'm driving for work. And I restarted it from the beginning again too, like watching the show. I forgot how good that show was. Like that show was so good. Like I think I'm on like the second episode of the second season right now.
Well, there's so much character building and awesomeness.
It's just so good. It's so well written. The show. I'm not talking about the book.
Yeah.
But they're basically bringing the book to life, like every episode. And I know like they kind of like veered off in the fourth episode because they jump so far in the show. The fourth season, I'm sorry. Because they jumped so far forward in the show from the books, but like there was so much in the books that they're just skipping out on. Like the show could still be doing what the books you're fucking me up here. What are you doing?
Hold on.
What was that?
Trying to show you something.
I mean, I was.
Can you read that?
Leave her right there. That's so funny.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
I didn't know what you were doing.
I won't call
that
Twitter handle, but
yeah, you threw me off there for a second. I was like, what the heck?
Well,
is
I saw
doing?
It. I was like, oh.
Guys, obviously, if you don't know, we're recording through Skype, so we can see each other. And he put up his phone to the camera, and I couldn't understand what he was doing. He threw me off my train of thought. But they had so much content in those books. They at this point in time, they could still be close to where the books are at, yeah, and not have to worry about it. But I get it. They did what they have to do. But it's just disappointing the way it ended, because that show was so goddamn good. And I'm putting myself through through it just because I don't feel like searching for a new show to watch.
Yeah, but as I'm looking at you, like, it looks like you haven't shaved in about 2 weeks.
It's been about a week.
Well, let it go, dude. Let it go. Let it fly.
I can't get to where you're at, bro. Like, it took me 30, I don't even know how old I am, to be able to let, like, a week allow this to happen.
Let it go.
There was a point in time, like, 5 years ago where I grew hair here on the top of my lip, and it was very, very rough. I think in, like, 10, 15 years, I might be able to get one. Like, full. Because, like, it grows, but it's so thinned out, it's not going to ever. It's going to be like my dad. It'll never be full.
Well, at least you got it on top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Yeah, I know. You got a big-ass bald spot up there.
Oh, no shit.
You got a big forehead, too.
Oh, it's going back every day.
So,
I got my hair cut 2 weeks ago. I was like, well. She's like, oh, when's the last time you were in here? I was like, I don't know. It's on your sheet. She's like, oh, December. I was like, yeah, it sounds about right. She's like, well, it's really long. I was like, no, it's fucking thin as shit. I was like, that's why I haven't gotten it cut. I was like, when you cut it, it's probably not coming back next time. And she's like, no, that's not true. I was like, no.
Well, I shaved mine in, I don't know, March. I want to say March. Whenever it started to get warmer, I just do like a number four. I go there and I just have them like do a number four and then shape it up around the edges. And that usually lasts me like 3 months before I have to go back again. They're so expensive to just cut your hair. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's $15, $5 tip. You're at $20 every time.
$20 for 10 minutes. Yeah. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, so Jason texted me the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, have you weighed yourself lately? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's random. I was like, maybe. I put it on Twitter. Like, I did the screenshots. I don't know if you saw it or not.
I don't know. I haven't really gone on Twitter that much this week. It's been kind of chaotic week for me.
Well, it was just funny. I was like, well, that's random. I was like, a couple weeks ago. Because if I'm working at a house and I see a scale, I'll just step on it. Because that's what you do.
I weigh myself once a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I don't.
I'm weird, though, and I don't even know why I do it, because I don't have to. I'm skinny. Like, there's no reason for me to do it. But I want to see if I'm gaining weight.
Well, last time I saw you, you looked like you were eating pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gaining a little bit of weight. Listen, anyway, I'm a skinny fat kid. What do you want?
Anyway, I was like, yeah. Random, but a couple weeks ago, I was like, 155. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, as long as the scale was right. And he's like, I'm telling everybody, he's like, I'm fat. He's like, I'm telling everybody I have a tumor.
Oh, boy.
I was like, what are you fucking at 170? He's like, 194.
Really?
I was like, that's a big ass tumor. He's like, I know, right?
He's 194?
Yeah, he's fucking fat as shit, dude.
He's skinny, though. Does he just have a gut?
Oh, we saw him. I told you we had the...
I haven't seen him since Soapy's birthday.
Yeah, we had the boys last weekend. Yeah, it was last weekend. They had a thing, so we took the boys. And we took them over to drop them off, and they came home. And, like, his face was so fat. But I wasn't thinking 200 pounds.
No. I wouldn't think...
I was like 170, 180.
Well, he's got a really big head, so like a little bit of a fat face doesn't really mean much to that.
Yeah.
Because your head's huge. Like, his head probably weighs 20 pounds. His head's huge.
Yeah.
He's got a big-ass head.
And he's going bald, too.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a full-blown alcoholic, or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's there.
That'll do it, too. Alcohol does that. It'll add on those pounds.
I don't know. I drink.
How much you think I weigh?
You?
Yeah.
You're probably about 165.
172 is what I weighed.
Almost that far off.
172 yesterday. I actually
weighed. You just have the dad gut right now.
Yeah, I got a gut. I'm a skinny fat guy, and it doesn't make sense. I don't really understand.
You also wear baby cap t-shirts.
No, my wife shrinks all my clothes.
Oh, well, why don't you do your own laundry?
That's not for what men should do.
Oh, okay.
Men don't do laundry.
Oh, no?
No. You either pay someone to do it or your women do it.
All right, well, we just lost 73 subscribers.
Wait a minute. You do your own laundry?
No, I just throw it in.
And what?
And then I see what happens with it.
That's what I thought. Like, I put laundry in this afternoon or this evening. The baby stuff.
I'm not allowed.
Well, like, I was trying to help Colleen out because I could see she was flustered today. So I put, like, the baby stuff in the washer, and I bet you it'll be dried and folded tomorrow.
Well, that's a good man thing to do.
I did a good deed. Oh, yeah. I mean, I help her out. She's the best. I talk a lot of shit, but she's pretty remarkable as a woman. She makes sure my kids don't die, so I can't really hate on that.
Well, you went totally hardcore on that one. Okay.
What, die?
Yeah, you went to the extreme.
Well, I mean, like, that's the main thing. As long as my kids don't die, I'm cool. Like, I want them to be alive.
Yeah.
I mean, she makes them pretty smart, too. I feel like if I was in charge of them, they would not be where they're at in their stages of life. Especially Sophie.
Well, it's funny, me and we'll call her Pink, but she was, we were talking. And we were like, you know what? He's smarter than both of us.
Well, you guys are both dumb.
I know.
That's not hard.
Yeah. All right. We'll go there.
But yes, I would agree with you that he's going to be smarter than both of you.
I fucking hope so.
I just hope he doesn't fall. Like, that's the one good thing I'm kind of happy about not having a boy. He's not going to fall in the same dumb shit that we did. You know what I mean? Like hopefully he doesn't. Oh, but like,
dude, I didn't tell you the story. I was saving it for when we did a podcast.
Okay.
So his mother was giving him a bath last night, and I just happened to walk over. He's in the bath, you know, playing, and like the shower head was dripping a little bit, so he stood up, and he was like, he put his mouth open, and then Kelly was like, huh. So she reached over and turned the handle, okay, and the full force of the shower head came down on his head, and he's like, ah! And she turned it off real quick. And she was sitting on the tub. Not the tub. She was sitting on the toilet looking at him. He's like, I'm watching the whole thing. He walked over, stood at the edge of the tub, looked at her, and said, don't do that. Like, I was cracking the fuck up. Like, he scolded her. He said, don't ever fucking do that again, or I will kill you in your sleep. Like, the way, like, he walked over, his straight face, like, he was no joking, like, don't do that, mom, like,
that's hilarious.
Dude, I was cracking up.
And, like, I'm starting to kind of like being a father of three girls, because, like,
yeah, let me know how you feel in about 10 years.
Their personalities, all three of them, are so different.
Let me know how you feel about that in 10 years.
I'm not worried about it.
You are.
As long as I raise them right, which I will. I don't know, I'm not going to have a problem. I want them to be honest. That's my biggest thing. I don't want them to have to feel like they have to lie. Like, I don't want to raise them in a point where they feel like they're restricted in life. Because once you do that, that's your problem. They're going to lie and do what the fuck they want to do anyway. I want them to just be open and honest. I know every teenager is going to do what they want to do.
Yeah. No doubt. No
be
doubt.
Real. As long as they're real, I'm cool. We're good. I want them to have an open dialogue. No lying. That's the biggest thing for me.
Uh-oh, we have another like on her handlers would not allow it anyway.
And it's surprising who it was. I couldn't believe it.
Who, Van Hopper?
Yeah. He's a lefty.
I know. He's a good lefty. He's one of the good ones.
Oh, no, I'm not hating on him. I think he's a great guy. But I was surprised that he
You saw that?
Yeah, my phone went off for a year, and I saw it. It was a bit of a surprise. I wouldn't have thought he would have liked that comment.
Nor did I.
Because we're on the opposite end of spectrums. But I don't...
Well, you know, it's funny, like...
I don't judge people by their political...
Yeah, but they do.
Which is weird to me. Like, I don't care what you want to be and how you want to have views.
No, nor do I.
Don't judge me on mine. That's all it is. Like, everyone deserves to think how they want to think. And
well, it's funny because you're liberal.
I wouldn't. By no means would I say I'm right.
No,
you know,
no,
like
not at all.
By no means. I would say I'm pretty middle for the most part. Like I agree with things on the left. I think we agree on the right. It just so happens the past 3 to 4 years, it's been way more right than left.
Because they're fucking crazy.
And it's they're just their own demise is really the problem. Like the party itself is just there's 17 sections of the left, and that's a big problem. Well, they're so blinded by their own dumbass fucking views that they don't actually see what's happening. Like I wouldn't consider myself like conservative at all.
Nor do I.
And I wouldn't consider myself a liberal. You know, like I'm pretty much middle ground. I would say these days I'm definitely more on the conservative end of things, but it's just because of how fucked up, and they're never going to win. If they keep doing what they're doing, Trump's just going to stay in the office for another 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not even hating on Trump. Like, I don't have a problem with Trump. Did I vote for him? No, I didn't. I mean, it's fucking Donald Trump. He fucking bankrupted casinos in my state and just been a rich douchebag his whole life. Like, I didn't think he could be a president.
Yeah. He's trying, brother. He's trying.
But he's actually... I'm not hating on him, you know? Like, I'm not hating on what he's done. He's been restricted every step of the way. But, like, I didn't want to vote for that guy just because I've seen what he's done in my own state. Like, as a person, he's not a good person, like, in life. Like, but at the same time, like, the people that act like they are good people aren't good people either. You know, like, it is what it is.
The fucking,
What do you got?
Nah, I got nothing.
All right. Well, you got anything else to add to this? We're about 45 minutes in right now.
Well, that's about a good ending point, I think.
All right. Well, check us out at Two Fools Drinking on Twitter. Our website, if you guys want to check it out, is crazykegs.com. So all kinds of random ass nonsense on that.
What?
A lot of good things that you can do. Check out beer, mini little things that Junior does on there.
The hell are you even talking about?
Your little stories that you put up.
Oh, with the interviews. Yeah,
like there's all kinds of stuff you can check out on that website. It's good. Give us a like, subscribe, share. We're trying to grow here. Grow with us. You got anything to add?
Nah, sounds good to me, brother.
All right. Well, that's good night it for us this episode. What's that?
I said good night and peace be with you.
Peace be with you all. All right, guys.
All right. Peace out, man.
Later.
Later.